Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us meditate on the name of the Lord. The name that is above all name. The name, the only name that exists. Because apart from this name, there is no other name. All the other names we mention and we see in this age are but shadows. They are like idols, things that look as if they have substance, but they come in and they disappear with time. The things that you see are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And that thing which is unseen and incomprehensible with the natural mind is God. And that is the thing that creates all things, maintains all things. That is the only power that there is. That is the only thing that there is, and that is why we are gathered into this, unto this name, unto this presence. That presence is our life. That presence is our joy. That presence is all that we will ever need throughout all eternity. Praise God. When we gather like this, we don't gather here, you know, thinking that we are doing some kind of works as men that are able to please God. But we are rather gathered knowing that God has loved us. God has gathered us unto Himself. See, we've entered into a new dispensation of grace, a new dispensation of love, because we have been all reconciled to God. God has reconciled the whole world unto Himself. See it? No matter where you are, no matter what you go through, no matter difficulties you have in the flesh, it could be habits, it could be certain things, it does not matter in the eyes of God. God has already destroyed and put to death the old creation. And right now we have the new creation right there before our very eyes. Praise God. We are supposed to now walk into it right now. Praise God. Enjoy the fullness of God's glory and love. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So while we walk this walk upon the earth, see, we have to keep the Lord in remembrance, this name in remembrance, because like we know, when a man deviates from this name or this presence, he enters into the realm of hell and death. See, if you read the book of Psalms, for those of us who still have concepts of hell and death, people have sent me stinkers because I told them that hell and death is actually a spiritual reality. Death and hell is a concept that describes the state of man as he separates himself from that one name that we call God. See, every tribulation you will have, whether it's a sense of lack, whether it is pain, whether it is fear, all comes from the fact that man thinks that he's separated from God mentally, in his mind. He's indoctrinated with this belief that he's separated from God. Psalm 88, or Psalm 9, Psalm 9 verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Are you listening? The wicked shall be turned into hell. I just read Psalm chapter 9 verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that what? Forget God. See, it's not a matter of when you die that you go somewhere in the sky underneath the earth. Hell is the condition you experience. It's a state of consciousness you experience as you forget that life that is in God. See, the wicked, like the Bible talks about the wicked, the wicked is nothing to do with drinking beer or whatever your whatever as a man. Rather, the wicked is flesh. Flesh does not know the things of God. Flesh and blood, that's the carnal mind. The natural mind is actually absent from the reality of the one spirit that fills all in all, and that is what we call death. See, because when you are absent from that one spirit that is God, you are now subject to the forces of change in this outer realm. You are now subject to corruption. Say it, you are subject to death, and you agree with me that everybody fears death. Death is something that has tormented men for ages. It has baffled men. Men have wondered why things change, why things decay, why things deteriorate. See, I've seen some people years ago who were vibrant, and suddenly I saw them changed. Looking frail and the whole outer, everything changed. See, and people have sought different things. You want to eat food, different, diets, different, living styles, different concepts on how to keep yourself, from aging. And from the look of things, it has never helped. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Praise God. Now, why do you see that men have this fear? It's because they have forgotten the reality of what God is. They have forgotten God. So the wicked flesh and blood is the natural man, the natural mind that forgets God. And the natural mind is not aware of the things that pertain to the realm of God. It's impossible for the natural mind to comprehend the deep things of God. See, that is the mind that is obscured by Satan. Satan has got to do with the natural mind. So I've told you some million times, Satan has got no fucking, there's nothing like a man somewhere in a control room, controlling activities of this world. See, better understand that Satan and the carnal mind that operates in the men of this age is one and the same thing. So get thee behind me, Satan. See, that is the carnal mind speaking. See, that is speaks contrary to the will and to the mind of God. It's unaware of the realm of God. And you just have to tell him, shut up. Praise God. Saint. So when a man forgets this name, forgets God, he's cast into hell. Psalm 88 is another psalm that shows the systematic, wasting away of man as he forgets, the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you see, let me just read something briefly. Psalm 88 verse 11 and 12. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? You can see here that the realm of the grave, actually, which, like I said, the grave also is a spiritual concept. The grave is not where you put the physical body into when a man dies. See, the grave is a realm where men, are actually spiritually dead. They are not aware of that one name that we call God. They are not aware of that one eternal name and life that is called God. See, the psalmist says that it's a realm of forgetfulness. It's the land of forgetfulness. The grave is the land of forgetfulness. And that is the world. Jesus Christ said, the world has not known you. The world is not aware consciously of what God is or who God is or whatever. That's why Jesus Christ said, the world has not known you, Father. But I have known you. See, it's a realm of forgetfulness. As men are introduced into this world, they are actually knocked out spiritually. Praise God. And you know, many of our struggles in this life, things that we go about struggling for, our fears and torments, simply because men have forgotten God. Praise God. And you know, when we meet like this today to share, we actually do this, you know, to provoke a remembrance of that one name. Jesus Christ said, do this in remembrance of me. We are fellowshipping in that name. And as we are fellowshipping, there is a whole host of angels, celestial beings that are gathered here with us. So we see, we are admonished to stay focused on the thing that is substance, the thing that is real, if we truly seek peace and love, if we truly seek eternal life. Hallelujah. The book of Malachi chapter 3 speaks about a book of remembrance. I'm sure a lot of you have read this. Malachi chapter 3 speaks of the book of remembrance. I'm going to just read it a bit. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another. See, they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another. It's a kind of communion. So what are they speaking about? Let's go on. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Praise God. Let me just repeat that for those who don't hear it. Then they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Those that fear the Lord think upon the name of the Lord. They meditate upon the name of the Lord. So they spoke to one another, those that fear the Lord. And when they spoke to one another, what are they speaking about? They are speaking about the name of the Lord. It is written here that they thought upon his name. They meditated upon his name. They feasted in that name. They fellowship in that name. Do this in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus Christ said. It's got nothing to do with bread in the church and trays with glasses of wine and all that stuff. Do this in remembrance of me. Think on that name that is above all names. Remember that name that is above all names. Meditate upon that name that is above all names. That name that endures throughout all eternity. They spoke to one another. They fellowship with one another, reminding themselves of that name. Hallelujah. And as you remind yourselves of this name, there is an awakening. Praise God. And when you are awake, you are awakening what? in that name. A book was of remembrance was written, hallelujah, for these ones who thought upon the name of the Lord, who meditated upon the name of the Lord. As you meditate upon the name of the Lord, there is an awakening that is, you know, occurs in you. Awakening out of the lower parts of the earth, out of the realm of hell and death, where those that do not know the name of the Lord inhabit, the realm of forgetfulness. Ecclesiastes says, in hell there is no device, no knowledge. There is nothing you can ever do in this realm we call the world. Anything that is done outside the Lord is in vain. Oh, praise God, a book of remembrance. The book of remembrance is not just, there's no book somewhere in the sky with a physical, a big book with a table and all that kind of stuff, and somebody writing what you are doing daily. See, the book of remembrance actually is the book of life. And Christ is the book of life. See it. And in this book, we all have our names inscribed in this book. See that God does not have to cancel anybody's name or write anybody's name in reality. Praise God. When you are awake, you are in Christ. When you sleep, you are absent from the reality that you are in Christ. Now, a brother, nice brother, friendly brother. See, I'm open to everybody to speak. And this brother wrote me a couple of emails. He was expressing the fact that we are not Christ, that we are actually striving to become Christ. And you know, he tried to contradict certain things I've preached in the past. See, but what this dear brother does not understand is that the mind with which he spoke with is the mind of the Antichrist. See, that is the mind that Jesus Christ says, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for you do not know the things of God, but the things of men." See, when you are absent from the reality that you are in Christ, that you've always been in Him before this world was, you are actually blinded by the prince of this age. And the prince of this age, or the god of this world, all these things walk through the carnal mind. Praise God. So we've always been in Christ. We will always be in Christ. See, you can only be darkened. Your comprehension can only be darkened from this reality when you go to sleep. So we are admonished not to love sleep. Do not love sleep. The psalmist says, love not sleep, otherwise poverty will creep in upon you and take a hold of you. We're talking of consciousness now. Riches, poverty has got nothing to do with how much you have in your bank account. You can have all the billions in your bank account. You can have the $1 billion, and you can have all the property, the yachts, and everything in this world, achieve in this realm, but be poor spiritually, miserable. That's why it says in the letter to the Laodiceans, "You that think that you are rich." See it? You are wise, not knowing how miserable you are, how poverty stricken you are, how wretched you are. True riches is conscious awareness of yourself in that one name, which is the name of God. Riches is riches towards God. It's the knowledge of God, the conscious knowledge of God that speaks of true riches. The higher you attain to God consciousness, the richer you truly get. Because when you enter into that consciousness, you become aware that all things are what are yours. And brethren, it's real. We're not speaking about some kind of, you know, philosophical talk here. These things are real. All things are yours because you are in the Lord. But you must discover these things. So the book of remembrance, which is the book of life, is written. Something that occurs spontaneously as a man awakens, as we begin to meditate upon the name of the Lord. Remembering that name. That holy name, the Lord your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remembering that name. Remember the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord your God, what? In vain. What does it mean here? Say, don't walk contrary to that name. Remember that name and keep yourself in that name. When you see the scripture speaks about keeping yourself in Him, see, continue in Him. Continue in Him. Continue in the doctrine. Keep yourself in Him. What do you think He's talking about? Praise God, hallelujah. Because that is the name we are all generated to walk in. We are all offsprings of God. We all partakers of that one name, one body, one life. Praise God. And God is restoring that reality today. Praise God, hallelujah. That is why He's bringing remembrance. Praise God. We are having fellowship today, fellowshipping with one another today, provoking a remembrance in the brethren. And as the brethren remember, they begin to awake from the dead. Hallelujah. It is written that the hour comes when those are in their graves hear. So when you hear, you become once more aware. Those that are in the land of forgetfulness begin to hear the voice of God. And they begin to awaken right now into God's real realm. Because God's realm is present. God's presence is always there. So no matter how complicated your problem is, your, you know, problems you have down there in the world, complex problems, and you think you can't, you've come to the dead end, you better look again, because there is God's kingdom. There is a realm. The psalmist says He put an end to what? To darkness. Sorry, you see that in Job. So there is a place where God puts an end to darkness. When there is the darkness is gone, you can see clearly that you are an integral part of that one Spirit of God. You are in Him. You've always been in Him. You will always be with Him. One Spirit. One Lord, one name. Hallelujah. Let us remember these things. Humility. See, when you are praying, your prayer should be directed towards growing in this sacred knowledge and maintaining yourself in this sacred knowledge. Keeping yourself in Him, to be found in Him. When the apostles will pray, they will not pray the way we pray in these days. Because everything that a man prays for, you pray for a wife, you pray for children, you pray for healing, you pray for money, you pray for all that stuff. But we keep forgetting that there's one thing to pray for, and it's to rediscover ourselves to Him. to awaken in him. See it? A continuous growth in him. Realizing that one life in him. Why? Because all other things will what? Will follow. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All other things will follow. Praise God. Now let's go back to Malachi. We spoke about the book of remembrance, which is actually the book of life. Christ is the book. And we have our names written in him. These things never ever change, but when you are awake, you know that you are in him. Walk in real glory and real faith and real power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 said, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." See it. They shall be like jewels in the day that I prepare. How many of us realize that the day of the Lord is upon all nations? There is a day that will dawn upon all men. And this day becomes apparent before all men as his messengers hearken to the voice of the Lord to return to their first estate. Angels, sons of God, they are all the same things. When you walk in this dimension that God is bringing in this new age, we walk as angels, sons of God, sons of the resurrection. We all walk in this dimension right now as we hear the voice of truth. Praise God. So that's a day that God has prepared. It's all written all over the Bible. They call it the day of the Lord. And it's, of course, it's not something like I said that occurs just once like that. It occurs again and again. So those demons that cried out when they saw Jesus, they were standing before the day of the Lord. See, those people that stood before Paul when Paul walked in glory were actually standing before the day of the Lord. The messengers are the servants of God. Those who have kept themselves in the name of the Lord, those who have, you know, taught upon the name of the Lord, like we read in Malachi chapter 16, chapter 3, verse 16. Those who have taught upon the name of the Lord, those who have remembered the name of the Lord, those who have remembered and now walk in the name of the Lord, these ones are the ones who manifest the day of the Lord to this world. Praise God. And when the day of the Lord appears before every, because every man, every nation will appear before that day. It doesn't matter whether you have a flesh body or not. It doesn't matter whether you are alive in this physical world or not. Everybody will what? Appear before the day of the Lord. Meaning you appear before his presence. You appear before his voice. You appear before his invisible realm. And as this thing occurs, everything that is not God in you is made desolate, destroyed, consumed. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of us know his presence is like a lake of fire? God is a consuming fire. Actually, the truth of God, the presence of God, is like light overcoming darkness. Praise God. So when you have the day of the Lord is made manifest as men hear the voice, as men perceive his invisible presence. And this thing occurs through these ones that are made the jewels of the Lord. Like we read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. These are the jewels of the Lord. The Lord says, I will make them my jewels. These are the ones written in the book of remembrance, in the book of life. The ones who have thought upon the name of the Lord. These ones are the jewels that God will use to judge the world. See, they have passed over. See, spirit cannot judge spirit. See, spirit, which is the lake of fire, the light, actually dissolves the darkness, which is flesh. Anything that is flesh and blood is darkness. These are the tithes and the wheat tithes. You know the parable of the wheat and the tithes? The tithes are the outer layers, the peel of the wheat. Those ones are removed in the harvest and burnt in the fire. That is flesh. See, and it's particularly tormenting to those who try to rebel against the Lord. When you try to rebel against the voice of God, calling you back into living into this in the spirit, when you try to rebel, what happens is that you are faced with the judgment of God. And like a consuming fire, it breaks down and dissolves everything that does not agree with God in you, in your life. Praise God. So we are admonished to remember the day of the Lord. Now, when you remember the Lord, you begin to awaken back to the reality of the life of the Spirit. There's an ascension in consciousness. There's an ascension in your mind. You begin to awaken back into the reality that you are one with God. Praise God. The whole scope of the gospel is to gather us back into Him. Hallelujah. If you go to the site where we write our articles and books, you observe that all the articles speak about a gathering unto the name of the Lord. See, He has come to give us an understanding. Praise God. Through the Spirit, as we meditate, He's giving us an understanding, see, of our divine unity in God, that we are in Him. He has come to give us an understanding that we are in Him. See, we are in Christ, which is actually the true God and eternal life. See, outside of Christ, that body, now Christ is not just Jesus, of a man. He's not a man. We're talking of a celestial man, a celestial body that has been from eternity. Praise God. The earlier we differentiate these things, the better for us. Understand that Christ is not a man. Christ is the body of God. It's a celestial body that has been from all eternity. And we are being awoken to the fact that we are in Him. See, this is 1 John chapter 5. We are in Him. He came to reveal to us that we are in Him. As we bring out remembrance, meditate on these things, Holy Ghost will remind you of things forgotten. There is an awakening back into this reality of life in God, an endless life without beginning, without end. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Those who are waking to this reality pass over from judgment into life. These are the ones that cannot experience what the judgment associated with rebellion against the Lord, which we call the lake of fire. See, it's torment. It's torment. Bible says that the beast will be tormented in his presence. Now, when you talk of the beast, what is the beast? It's the human, your human natural mind and everything is tormented in his presence forever and ever and ever. Before the lamp and his angels. The lamp and the angels are those jewels that, you know, whose names are written in the book of life. These are the ones who appear in white before the light, the Lord. The white is a new consciousness, the Christ consciousness. You know where angels? Paul says, put on Christ like a garment is a consciousness. We put on Christ. It's no longer I, but what? Christ. It's a spiritual man from eternity that you are seeing. Not just somebody, there's no man called Trevor who was born some years ago in some part of Africa or whatever. All that is abolished as you are waking to that true life that the Lord is reminding us today of. Praise God. Put these things together. Listen to these steps again and again. I see it, and you understand clearly what I'm saying concerning the book of remembrance. Praise God. It's something that occurs spontaneously as a man meditates on the name of the Lord and remembers his part in that name. Praise God. All the prayers of Jesus when he went out to pray at night. Praying and groaning at night. What do you think it's all about? See, in the midst of that chaotic system of men, where men forget all the envies and all the quarrels to obtain and to psych one another, to psych each other out and to con each other, and all the devices of men, all the struggles for survival and all those things that we see down there, Jesus had to separate himself again and again to keep in remembrance of that name that is above all names. You see the portal of fellowship with the Lord? Don't get carried away with the systems of this world. Don't get carried away with the cares of life. Don't let it be like thorns in your garden, the cares of life, worries of this age. Because these things that you're worrying about don't exist. I repeat, they do not exist. There's only one thing that exists, which is what? The name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The message to the church in Sardis, which I've preached several times, and I will still preach again. See, it speaks about a call to remembrance. See, it speaks about a call to remembrance, to be watchful. To be watchful is a state of alertness. See, you know what it means to be alert? Have you heard of a watchman? The Bible is full of, you know, in the prophecies of the prophets, you see the watchman, the watchman. What is the watchman? The watchman doesn't sleep at night. He's alert. Praise God. How many of us know that those that sleep at night? The world that you see is spiritually asleep. Like Lazarus, who was dead in his grave. That's how the world is. What did Jesus Christ say before he went to raise Lazarus up? When they said Lazarus was dead, what did Jesus Christ say? Jesus Christ said he was what? Asleep. See, it's a spiritual state. And when you sleep in the night. And when you're in the night, you are now aware of all things that are in the light. You are cut off from reality. That's the realm, the night, the grave, death, all these things are all synonymous with one another. Praise God. So the message to the church in Sardis, which is, you see in the book of Revelation chapter 3 from verse 1, is a call to what? To watchfulness. So you see those trumpets have to sound continuously in your mind. The seven trumpets. Praise God. The seven trumpets to the seven churches. This message has the word sound continuously in your mind, reminding you of that one name, one life that is in God. Praise God. Revelation chapter 3 verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen that which remains and are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Be watchful and strengthen that which is about to die. Don't let yourself go back into sleep after you've heard this message. Don't allow yourself to grow cold after you've heard the sound of the trumpet. Remain watchful and faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many people hear this message and they gather onto this message in hundreds. And they're all filled with fire, burning with zeal. But look for these people in the next few months or few years, you wouldn't find them anymore. Strengthen the thing which is what about to die. Don't die. We are a generation called to inherit the promise. We are not called to die in the faith. Like our fathers, you know, the patriarchs of the faith. They died in the faith, but they never entered into the promise. We are called to what? To enter into the promise. Strengthen that which is about to die. And you can strengthen that which is about, you can strengthen yourself and keep yourself from the power of the grave and death by being alert spiritually. Be consciously aware. Be spiritually aware. Exercise yourself in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast heard, received and heard, and hold fast and what? And repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, and what? I will come upon thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee. Praise God. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in what? In white. For they are what? They are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Remember the book of remembrance? Now we see another, what they call the book of life. See, those that overcome, those that keep their garments white. Faith. Those who do not defile their garments. See it. Shall not have their names blotted out of the book of life. See, but I will confess him, his name before my father and his what? His angels. Praise God. I will confess his name before my mother, my father and his angels. Well, this is loaded. These verses are loaded. This is the fifth trumpet. And these are the trumpets that you have to listen to again and again and again and again. They have to keep sounding in your ear. Remember the children of Israel while they were ascending the mountain of Horeb? The Bible says that there was a trumpet for 3 days. And as the day drew nearer where they were to meet the God upon Mount Horeb, the trumpet began to go louder and louder and louder. A continuous trumpet. Why was it going louder and louder? Because they were getting nearer and nearer and nearer. You have to continue to hear this trumpet. It's like a voice guiding you behind you, causing you to want to stand in this great revelation that the Lord has given to you in this hour. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember how you have received, how you've heard. See, because don't let the Satan snatch. You know, when you get, when you hear these words, and the Father and one, all these things you hear in the secret place of God, in deep fellowship, and you walk out of here. Now you walk out of here and suddenly the world and the situations around you try to snatch this revelation from you. And in the process, many people now defile the white garment that they put on. How many of us know that we are being clothed with a new consciousness? You walk out of this meeting right now knowing that you are clothed in a new consciousness. There is no longer I but Christ. You feel a high when you live here. You are clothed in a new consciousness called Christ. That is the white garment. So white light garment. That is the Christ consciousness. It's a purely spiritual consciousness. Identifying you with that one name that we call the name of the Lord. Praise God. See, but when you don't keep yourself in remembrance, what happens is that that garment, that consciousness is lost. It is the flesh consciousness, the flesh, how do I put it, the flesh garment. It's a flesh consciousness that comes to contaminate or contaminate that what you have heard from the Lord. He says that there are some who have not defiled themselves, their garments. He says there are some inside this who have not defiled their garments. Means that these are the ones who have laid hold on that revelation they've had and continue in it, continue fellowshiping with it. Don't let family affairs rob you of your revelation. Don't let your children rob you of this revelation. Because your children at the end of the day have to find themselves in Christ. You know that? You are not a vessel for a moment to be your, to a channel with which they enter into this world. You know? And you have to treat them well. And, you know, do everything you have to do to the best of your abilities. But bear in mind that your children too have to find themselves in Christ. They too have to awaken to the fact that they have been from eternity. They were not born. If you are a parent, you are a parent for a moment. It's not eternal. It's not something that it's not a reality that is eternal. Some people don't like this, but I have to tell you the truth. Don't let your family affairs and the cares of this life and all these things we see in this world affect or allow you to defile your garment. When you defile your garment, it's caused by forgetting who you are, forgetting the Christ in you. That's how the garment is defiled. Now you put on the flesh consciousness. Your garment is now stained with flesh. You're forgetting your heights in the spirit, eternal, in heaven, unshakable, unmovable, throughout all eternity. And you put on the consciousness of flesh. That's how the garment is defiled. See, those who continue in this doctrine, in remembrance of that one divine life that is from eternity, have their names in the book of life. See, like I told you, your name is blotted out of the book of life only when you sleep. It's not as if there's a book somewhere that somebody is writing your name or removing your name. When you simply lose awareness that you are in Christ. That's what it means. When you awake, you know that you are in Christ. Your name is written in the book. So when your name is not written in the book, you can't approach God. You can't stand before His presence. That's why it says that those that, you know, keep their garments, I will confess before my angels, before my Father, and before His holy angels. See, when you keep your garments, what happens is that you can be gathered, you can walk in the presence of the Lord. See it, and be partakers by experience of His presence and His glory and His power when you keep yourself in this consciousness. When you are faithful in this dark world to continue in this world, that is what happens. There is actually, you know, the possibility to walk in His presence among His holy angels in the name of the Lord. See it, and it's great power, you know. Angels are mighty in strength, eh? Oh, praise God, hallelujah. So let us remember the Lord today. So remember our true holy selves. Meditate on that name. Take time out to meditate on that name. Praise God. Remember that name. Walk in that name. Fellowship in that name. Love that name. Hold on to that name. Continue in that name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That is all you need to all eternities. Hallelujah. Light garments. Put on Christ. No more the nature of the corrupt man of the earth, the lusty man of the earth, but rather the man from heaven who has been in God, the man of God. Hallelujah. A book of remembrance is open for those who thought, who remembered, who thought upon the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Remember the Lord. And what you think you call sickness and your problems, what in this world, you see, you discover that they are not, they are dissolved in the light of His presence. Be strong, brethren. The Lord keep you. Hallelujah. Keep you in this sacred knowledge of the name of the Lord. The name above all names. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, the Lord revealed something to our sister here. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. His presence. Share it with the brethren. God bless you.
Praise God. As we're concluding the prayer, the Lord showed me a bamboo trees by the side of a river.
By the side or inside? By the side.
By the side, with the it's inside the water.
Inside the water,
it,
okay.
You can see it inside the water. Then with the bird, with the solo, you know, the noise, you can see the peace.
Okay.
That's
God. Hallelujah. That is that eternal presence, the river of life. Praise God. The righteous shall be like trees planted by the, you know, by that river of life. Hallelujah. Partaking of the beautiful life, endless life of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rich in life. We are the plantings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember yourself in the Lord. Remember yourself in that great stream. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this great revelation. Hallelujah. We receive this in Jesus' name. Thank you for your love. Thank you for speaking to us. Be thou glorified. Amen. Amen.
Of a